G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. You can follow us on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank. If you've got time, go and give us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening from. And from wherever you are in the world, welcome. It is great to be joined by so many Pels fans worldwide. Love the support. And the team is responding. I tell you what. This is a happy podcast. Bit of a makeup one as well. I was at a wedding on Tuesday, so I didn't have time to throw a podcast together in between getting ready and going to the party. But, you know, we live with the faith that I'll be back next time and that I can throw an extended pod today. So we'll try our best. Two good wins. So we took on the Golden State Warriors back on Monday night and gave them an absolute drumming. It was fantastic. Honestly, I think it was 45 points. We gave them an absolute flogging, and they rested their four starters again. The awesome Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green all sat out. Kevon Looney played minimum, what did he play, like 5 minutes? Yeah, then they sat him down, and even Jordan Poole only played 26, and we thumped him. And that's exactly what you want to see. You want to see a team come in and rest their starters. And when they do, you walk straight out there and you pummel them because you're a better side. You're a better team than them. So that's what we did. And Brandon Ingram talked about it after the game. He had a fantastic game, ending with 34 points. And he talked about it. He said, well, I need to lead from the front. I need to show that aggression because it's so easy for a team to come in and, play to the level of the competition. And I know we criticized Christian Wood earlier on in the year for saying things like that, but it's realistic. You're missing a two-time MVP. You're missing a top 76, I guess, player in Klay Thompson. Draymond Green has been an all-defensive player. Andrew Wiggins was an all-star. You know, these guys were the champions. And when they rest their four best players, you need to make sure that your guys come to the party and really make them regret doing that. Make them play. So the second night of a back-to-back for them, Houston pushed them a lot harder than I think they thought they were going to be pushed. And they fell into that trap and had to play extended minutes. And then the young guys come in and got stomped by us. Honestly, fast start. Awesome, awesome first quarter, 35-16, and one of those games that when your superstar comes in and is on, you just ride the hot hand, and that's what we did. We just absolutely decimated them from go to woe. Second quarter, 25-30, again, just extending that lead, going to the half, feeling really good about yourself, great ball movement, great pace with the ball, and what we saw was getting Zion in movement, like on the move, getting him the ball while he's moving. So we find with Zion that, sometimes he's been caught in the post a little bit, gets a bit stagnant on offense, and that's just while they're all figuring out how to play together. And in this one, it was a lot more dribble handoffs, a lot more getting him downhill. And while he only had 9 points, he only played 23 minutes. So it really came down to not having to play him for parts of the third and fourth, where he probably would have had more extended minutes, got that up to that 30-odd minute mark, and probably got more shots as well. Second half, 32-24. The bench was massive. Everyone played really well. Devontae Graham had a great game, gave us 19 off the bench, and really found his form. He had 19, 5, 4, and 1 steal, and was just a flamethrower from outside. And really good to see him embracing that role off the bench. He's getting catch-and-shoot looks. They're finding him when he's making them, and continuing to ride the hot hand. And I really think that's been a change in mentality. I know we talked about earlier on in the year that sometimes we get someone going and then we go away from that. And when that happens, well, you're shooting yourself in the foot. In this, it was keep shooting until you miss, because they're going to have to come out and guard you. And all that does is make everyone else's life easier, because they overadjust. They're like, well, Devontae Graham's hitting threes. We need to close out on him. All of a sudden, he can get guys going in the mid-range, get guys going on the wings and in the paint. And, you know, that's what we did. Last quarter, finished off the thumping, 31-18. They had a heap of turnovers, I think 28 turnovers as a team. Great defensive effort all round. We'll quickly run through the box score because we won't harp on this game, because we want to talk about the Spurs that happened today. We don't need to live in the past. JV had a good double-double, 10 and 13. BI with the 34, 6, 3, 3 steals. Had a really good game and really led from the front. 12 of 19 shooting, 3 of 7 from 3. CJ McCollum had himself not a bad game, 15 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Really deferred to BI in this one, which was good. 6 of 10 shooting, 3 of 5 from 3. Herb Jones, quiet one, 3 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal, and 3 blocks. Defensively was fantastic. Everything else, he's sort of had a little bit of that second year blues, and hopefully he can shake that off as the season continues. He did speak about it, saying that, you know, he has confidence in his shot. It is just a matter of time. He keeps putting the work in, and eventually that shot will fall. So, not bad. As I said, Zion, only 9 points, but 2 rebounds, 4 assists, and only 23 minutes. So, not a bad game to give him a rest. You know, he's still working his way back from the ankle. Wasn't any like actual precautionary thing. He just, the rotations weren't that way that we were giving him an absolute flogging. So, that was good. Jose off the bench had 10 points. Dyson Daniels had 9, 5, 2 assists, 2 steals. He was very good. Larry Nance, only 4 points in this one. Had a bit of a quieter one. Najee, 6, 4, and 7 assists was great. And as I said, Devontae Graham had a good one. And we got 7 minutes 22 of Billy Hernangómez, Jackson Hayes, and Garrett Temple. Everyone got to play. And when that happens, you know it's a good day. Especially when they get to play 7.5 minutes, which is, you know, 3 quarts of the last quarter. So really great result. Bank that win, pushes us right up towards the top of the standings, and with the Western Conference that everyone is really close, man, where you got to bank all these wins. Doesn't matter if the starters weren't playing. Okay, yeah, oh, we want measuring stick, we want to see how good we are. We can do that in the playoffs. You just got to get there, and if they're going to give you wins like this, you got to take them. They handed up to you and they said, please, sir, have this win. And we said, no worries, we'll take that. We'll place that alongside all of our little wins that we'd accumulated. And that pushed us up to, I think, third or tied third. And only a couple of games back from top spot. We then got to go on the road. So today we went off on the road, played the San Antonio Spurs, a team that is on the rebuild, viciously eyeing off Victor Wembanyama as they continue to go down the standings. They had six and 13 at the moment, sitting 13th in the West. And we came in, and again, we started fast, gave them an absolute flogging. And now we sit 11 and 7 on the season with a 2-game win streak. And that is good for tied second in the West. Half a game behind Phoenix there, 11 and 6. Denver and us are 11 and 7. Utah, 12 and 8. And Sacramento, 10 and 7 for fifth. I mean, what in the world is going on in the West? But, you know, there's only, just to highlight how crowded it is, games behind between 10th and, well, 11th and 1st is 3 games. So currently Golden State are 9 and 10. They have 3 games behind Phoenix. So it's close. And you got to beat your Western Conference opponents. If they're going to give you the opportunity to win, you have to do it. And dropping those early ones sting. Imagine if we had won those overtime games. You're sitting clear on top. So, you know, food for thought. Food for thought. So, we took on the San Antonio Spurs and came out firing, which was really good. Ended up winning 129-110. And honestly, another game where we came out fast. And that's what you want to see. They didn't score until about the 7th minute mark of the first quarter. And JV came out, had 7 points in the first forced a timeout. See, it was 7-0, and all of them scored by Jonas Valanciunas. In this game, CJ McCollum was out with a non-COVID-like illness. He's probably ready for a sit-down. He played every game this year, so give him a rest, get himself right. Trey Murphy's still out with that sore ankle. It's a bruise. It's all clear, but we're still waiting. He turned his foot against the Celtics. So, you know, get well soon, and hopefully he can be back because he's a big contributor as well. So Jose Alvarado started in place of CJ and set the tone early. He brought the pace. He moved the ball. He got everyone involved. Zion got going early. JV got going early. And when you have a true point guard on, all of a sudden, the ball moves a bit more freely. And, you know, that's not a knock on CJ. We've talked about this throughout the journey. But, you know, CJ's mentality is, I need to get everyone going, but I also need to get myself going. Whereas Jose's like, I'll just give it to Brandon Ingram or Zion and just let them cook, or JV. So it's just an interesting change in, personnel, and it paid off. You were playing a team that wanted to lose, and we made sure that they did. So 29-19 in the first quarter, followed it up with 37 points in the second quarter to 28. And everyone just went off. In the second quarter, Devontae Graham just lit him up for 21 points. Well, he finished with 21 points, but he was unreal in that second quarter. Caught fire, another great game, and has become the super sub this year, which is great to see. I know that there's talk about trading him and things like that, and perhaps he still does get traded. I don't know. But when you've got a guy like this that's coming off the bench, and he's hitting threes at a high clip, 6 of 11, playing off guys like Zion Williamson, JV, Brandon Ingram. He's played alongside CJ. He's finding his rhythm, and he's embracing his role, and that's all you can ask. So he had a really good game. Brandon Ingram, an inefficient game, is what I'm going to say. Shot wasn't falling, but still ended up with a double-double, 17, 3 rebounds and 10 assists. And, you know, I'm not going to criticize Brandon because he deferred to the man mountain himself, Zion Williamson, 32 points, 11 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals and a block. It was a monster block too. He was just absolutely unstoppable. They had not a single person on that team could go anywhere near him. 14 of 18, shot and was just completely and utterly a man amongst boys. He was just so strong. And there was a play where Jeremy Sochan decided to guard him, and he's the rookie for San Antonio. And Zion just charged at him. The kid fell back, smashed his head on the court, and Zion still flexed. And, I mean, what an absolute monster. It was ruthless. He did look back and see if the guy was all right, and he got up and shook himself off. But yeah, that was something different. And when he does things like that, you go, well, that's a Zion that we drafted, and why he was that and remains that generational talent. So JV had a good game. He had 22 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists. Very good game. Hit 4 of 5 from 3. And when he's stroking it from outside, well, you know, he was 9-11 overall. He was great because it opens up space again. It gives Zion room to operate in the paint, collapsing that defense. And Jonas took full advantage of being able to stand out and just splash threes while Poeltl floundered around in the paint, getting dunked on by Zion. Herb Jones, 9 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. Slowly finding his rhythm again. He was 1 of 4 from 3, but keep shooting it because they'll come. They absolutely will. Jose had a wicked stat line. He had 5 points, 3 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 steals, 2 of 5 shooting, 1 of 2 from three, and was just instrumental in guiding the guys into their right positions, feeding the ball, pushing the pace, making sure the ball moved, and it was actually quite nice to see us play with that nice pace and mentality. I think we really came at them and hit them early. And that's what you got to do. Put them away early so that everyone gets to play because it's a team sport. And we like when everyone gets to play. As I said, Devontae Graham off the bench, 21 points, 4 rebounds. He had a steal and a block, and he was 7 of 13, 6 of 11 from 3. If he's going to keep shooting like that, keep giving him the ball. Please just let him keep jacking up threes until he goes cold, because honestly, if you've got 3-point shooters, it makes it easier for everyone else because they'll find you. Najee had 5 points, 1 rebound, 5 assists. Larry, 6, 2, and 2, and copped a wicked elbow right in the nose. And, you know, Willie Green got a tech because he was like, "What are you doing, ref?" And it was fair enough because he got a nosebleed, and Keldon Johnson just like threw an elbow. Wasn't a basketball move at all, and anyone that says it was, go and watch it again. It wasn't even his jump shot. So, you know, that wasn't real good. But anyway, it was all resolved. They shot their technical free throw. We got the ball back. Dyson Daniels, 5 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Played a great game. Again, defensively was elite. You know, there's always going to be teething issues with things like the offense, but the intangibles are there. The growth is there. The shot looks like it's not far off. His drives a heap. He doesn't mind getting contacted. So, you know, just room for growth with him. 22 minutes, which is great. Billy Jackson and G-Temp come on for 5 minutes and 21. We put the game away again. 3 points for Billy. Jax had 1 point. And G-Temp hit a three and had 3 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal. And honestly, when it was all said and done and the dust settled, we walked out victorious, a 19-point victory and, you know, half a game off the top of the ladder. So I don't mind that at all. A really good game. And, you know, we'll go to a break and then I'll come back. I'll do the numbers that we usually do, do a couple more comments and then we'll get out of here. But honestly, just so stoked with those two victories, exactly how we wanted to be playing. And you can see things starting to click. So after the break, we'll continue talking about that. And so continue listening. I'll be back after this.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Okay, listeners, do you remember who led you to Tyrese Halliburton, DeJounte Murray, Terry Rozier, and Mikal Bridges before any other rank list? That's right, it was the Brewski 150, and you probably turned those huge wins into some cash, didn't you? Great, well, this year, the Brewski 150 is on sale for a limited time, and Ethos 360 subscribers can get it already. Head to thesportsethos.com to click on the premium tab to grab membership or draft guide today. And yes, to answer your question, that Brewski 150 is in all packages. So check back daily for new features and go dominate your leagues again with Sports Ethos. Okay, listeners, thanks for joining us. Welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. A wonderful Thursday afternoon in Perth. We've had nice weather, actually. I don't know. Sometimes I like to talk about things and tell you what's going on the other side of the world. But it has been lovely down here. And the wedding was lovely. Movember is going well. Thanks for asking. It was good. And what made it better was we had two victories in a row. We're on a win streak. Fantastic victories from our Pelicans against the Dubs, against the Spurs. Now, as I said before the break, we were going to talk about the breakdown in the numbers. And so, things I liked. Assist numbers. We had 31 assists, 47 made field goals, 57% overall in our shooting. When the ball moves and doesn't stick and everyone finds a spot, everyone succeeds. You're going to get your numbers. Everyone's going to look really good at the end of the game because the ball didn't stick. And when that happens, everyone starts getting their tails up and everyone starts playing well. What you see is the ball getting fed down to JV. You see the ball going to Zion in his spots on the move. You see DG getting hit in his shooter's pocket. And people get confident. And when you're playing teams that weren't defending you properly and giving you those looks and you knock them down, all of a sudden the second one looks just as easy and the third one and the fourth one. And then you've dug yourself a massive lead. You built yourself a massive lead, dug themselves into a hole, and you've tried to close the lid on them, which is exactly what we did tonight and we did against the Warriors, which I love to see. Rebounding, 42 to 37. Pirtle is a great offensive rebounder, and I think we did a great job tonight. 8-8 on the offensive glass, keeping Pirtle off that and giving him second chance possessions, I think was fantastic. Pirtle was pretty much a non-factor tonight, which is, he's usually really good against Jonas, but Jonas took it on the chin and decided he was going to show the young fella how to play and gave him the business. 5 blocks to 1 in favor of New Orleans. We were blocking everything. They would get into the paint or there was a jump shot that was blocked. Love to see that. The timing on the defense has been great. I really like the communication on the defensive end. I think we're moving our feet better. We're putting our players in positions to be successful. And that's what you need to do. If you continue to play a way that is just giving up a heap of points, well, you're going to lose because you can't outscore everyone as much as you may try. And perhaps we have the personnel to do that. But when the shots don't fall, makes it mighty harder. We shot 42% from 3, 14 of 33. And I like the three-point attempts continuing to go up. Get them up around that 30 to 35 mark. That's plenty. Because if you're knocking them down at 14 or say even at 10 a game, you know, you're going to be in a good situation. If you can get it up around that 33, 34% mark, even up to, well, I mean, we're at 40% from 3, which is delish. But if you can keep it up around that, well, it makes you mighty hard to collapse on Zion when you know you're getting a 3 on your head or you're getting dunked on. There's no in-between. So let's hope that this is a bit of a jump starter for Zion with the big game and that can continue to evolve and his game continues to improve as we go along. Points off turnovers, 25 to 18, which is what we like. We like to exploit when we cause turnovers. They ended up with 20, or we ended up with 21, pardon me, and they had themselves only 18 turnovers. So, you know, probably too many for us. But again, you get away with it because you score the living daylights out of it and you don't give them second chance possessions. So, it all, and I suppose the difference as well is it's all well and good if the ball goes out of bounds because it's not live ball turnover. If you turn it off, turn the ball over at the top of the key, then you get run outs. And they did that a bit, and young teams notorious for it. Remember, we lived it last year. So it was good to see that we're making those adjustments. And when it does go awry, well, you're not punished quite as much. You push back on defense, and you don't let them take advantage of the easy buckets. So honestly, great game. We'll bank that. It was great to see. And we move on to Memphis, another road trip before, or another game on the road before we come back. So the guys have been allowed back home, well, have been granted leave to go on Thanksgiving, which I think is a great movement. You leave out a little bit later to go to Memphis later in the week, but they said it was important to have that day for family, and I think I completely agree. I think you've got to remember the human aspect of things like this. And the Pelicans, you win two games in a row, well, you can have a day off. Go and have some Christmas turkey Thanksgiving turkey and all that that fun stuff that I get to watch on TV but don't get to enjoy myself. So enjoy. I think we'll leave it at that. All in all, great game. We'll take on Memphis in a couple of days. I'll be back after that. Enjoy your Thanksgiving for everyone in the US and those people that celebrate it. Be thankful for everything that we have and everything that you're grateful for. A lot of us are in fortunate situations. If you're not, well, thoughts with you as well in these times. And you know, this is a day to come together. So besides the historical implications of it all, you know, this is a day for family and friends and getting together. So if you can and you can support other people and, you know, give back, you'll pay it forward if you can, you know, do that too, because we're all just one big crazy world here and everyone's just trying to get through the day. So with that being said, and before I ramble on any longer, this has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm Lyle Swithenbank, of course. At Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans. If you've got time, give us a rate and review on your podcast app. Otherwise, we're going to speak to you after we flog, I hope, might be famous last words, the Memphis Grizzlies on Friday night in Memphis. They got a full side, so it'll be a good test. Always a great game against them. Stay safe, enjoy your Thanksgiving, and bye for now.